It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our weather across North Texas remains very quiet. Plus, residents across west coast of Florida are bracing for a major hurricane arrival late Wednesday evening. Good morning, my friends and followers, and happy Monday. Hope everyone had a terrific weekend. Above average temperatures and no rainfall will greet you all week long and into the upcoming weekend. As we're waking up to temperatures this morning between 65 and 70, skies are clear. Weak cold front backs into the area today, but you really won't even know it. There's no cold air behind the front, and precipitation is not expected, but humidity levels will remain low through the rest of the week, making our afternoons warm and tolerable. Afternoon highs today will still reach the upper 80s again with that low humidity. Clear and a bit cooler tonight with morning lows 60 to 65. There will be a smattering of some upper 50s in some of the rural areas, and then plenty of sunshine greets you out the door again tomorrow, and highs will top out into the middle 80s. 82 is average for this time of the year. Sunshine will continue on Wednesday through the weekend, upper 80s on Wednesday, and then near 90 Thursday through Sunday. A pretty simple forecast, but unfortunately, our drought situation continues to worsen across the area. Even though we have a surplus for the year, we got most of our rainfall in the spring and early summer. Shifting gears to the Gulf of Mexico, major Hurricane Milton continues to strengthen this morning. As of 6 a.m., maximum sustained winds were at 120 miles per hour, making this a Category 3 major hurricane now, folks. Dangerous storm. It's moving east-southeast at 8, but a turn to the northeast is expected tomorrow afternoon. Landfall is forecast to be near Tampa Bay Wednesday evening as a strong Category 3 hurricane, even though this thing may blow up to a 4 or even a 5 before it weakens a little bit before landfall. 5 to 8 inches of rain, catastrophic wind damage, a massive storm surge as high as 12 feet are expected along the path of this storm. Residents across the parts of Florida have mandatory evacuations that are now being implemented. This storm will move back over open water by Thursday morning and continue to move out to sea into the open Atlantic. Have a great day today and try to enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.